Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley from 7:30 till 9 Mountain Standard Time. Yeah, and what is it? Well, it's starting to lighten up, not much so. A lot of cloud out there as well, but fairly warm. We're sitting at 3 degrees right now is our current temperature, and winds are calm and humidity at 97% humidity. Barometric pressure is rising. That's a good thing because, they were calling for some sunny conditions and 5 degrees yesterday, but now I see they have to throw in that 60% disclaimer thing. Same as today, 40% chance of rain. And, of course, flurries a little higher up the mountain. High of 5 degrees today as well. I promise there will be nobody with a chipper truck showing up this morning, so there shouldn't be any interruptions, hopefully. One never knows, though, when you got a house and a studio full of pets wandering around, wanting attention first thing in the morning. Anyways, Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I think what we'll do is we'll kick it up a notch, you know, just to get the weekend rolling. Can't you hear me knocking?
looking to rock. Listen to South Kootenai Radio at 5 o'clock.
There you go. Life in the Fast Lane from Hotel California. The Eagles there. Henley, Frey, and Walsh composition. It is 7:45. It's time for this day in Canadian history. And what do we got here? November the 8th. It's kind of an oddball day here. Lots of odd news. But what are we? Birthdays? Yeah, birthdays is all I have. A couple of them. Gordon Churchill, lawyer, politician, born on this day at Coldwater, Ontario in 1943, died in Vancouver, August the 3rd, 85. Churchill was a veteran of both World Wars I and II, and was elected to Parliament in 1951 and became close to John Diefenbaker, managing his leadership bid and 1957 election. A stalwart of the cabinet, he served as Minister of Trade and Commerce, Veterans Affairs, and National Defense. Morley Safer, journalist, newscaster, correspondent, born on this day in Toronto in 1931. Safer works for CBS and is one of the hosts of 60 Minutes, although I'm not sure if he's still on that show. But, old Morley, he goes back quite a ways. Here I've got a birthday, but the date is unknown. Luba Goy, comedian, born on this day somewhere in Germany. Goy is with the Royal Canadian Air Force. Alan Graham Frew, rock singer, songwriter, born on this day in 1959. Frew was with the group Glass Tiger. And in 1995, out of Whistler, British Columbia, country Dick Montana, lead singer of the Beat Farmers, collapses and dies on stage during a concert at Whistler. What else do we have here? 1991, out of New York City, Bryan Adams' single Can't Stop This Thing We Started is certified gold. And that looks to be, 1971, the National Hockey League approves franchises in Long Island and Atlanta. Islanders and the Flames begin playing in the 72-73 season. Of course, we all know what happened to the Flames. They got transferred to Calgary, but then they gave the Atlanta team back again. And did they lose it again already? I know I have a hockey fan out there listening. He'll be able to tell me. 1969, out of New York City, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and When I Die breaks into the top 10 on the Billboard charts. And in 1969, out of Halifax, U.S. oil tanker Manhattan stops at Halifax on a return voyage through the Northwest Passage. And there was one other story here I thought I'd seen earlier, but maybe I won't be able to find it. Yeah, it doesn't matter, I guess, because we do have tunes. And up next, we've got some Skinnerd from Street Reviver's album of 1977, That Smell, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
need on your arm. Charming, can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
Like it. South Kootenai Radio.
Bye. best I ever had. The best I ever had. I kinda lose me to find you. Kinda give up all I got to catch you.
Look at my face in the mirror. I know I'm worth nothing without you. And life, one and one don't make two. One and one make one. And I'm looking for that free ride to me. I'm looking for you.
Go Bargain by The Who, and of course that's from the 1971 released Who's Next. Yeah, I see it's 8 o'clock and we've got the news crew standing by. They have a 4 minute Oh, yeah, 4 minute, 30-second news update for us. We'll be back on the second half hour. Some more great tunes for you.
It is November 8th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. With winds at more than 300 kilometers an hour, it is being called the most powerful storm of the year, and perhaps one of the most powerful storms in modern history. The Philippines is being battered today by Typhoon Haiyan. John Donison has the latest now from Manila.
Super Typhoon Haiyan hit land around dawn with massive force. Winds of around 300 kilometers an hour battered the central islands of Samar and Leyte. Local television pictures showed coastal villages underwater as huge storm waves were driven inland. Mudslides are an additional threat. Up to 1 million people are thought to have been evacuated from their homes. The typhoon is expected to hit there in the coming hours. It could be several days before the full extent of the damage is known. The Philippines are well used to typhoons. Last December, Typhoon Bopar killed more than 1,000 people.
That's the BBC's John Donison reporting from Manila. Now to Geneva, where it looks like Iran is about to sign off on a deal to slow down its nuclear program. France, Germany, and Britain are all involved in the talks, along with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Here's the CBC's Nell Ayed.
There was some optimism going into these talks, but word that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is now also attending raises expectations of a breakthrough today. On the table, apparently, is a preliminary 6-month confidence-building agreement, which would slow down Iran's nuclear progress while in return lifting some of the sanctions against it. Kerry arrives from Israel, where there is great concern about a deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says only Iran wins.
They got everything and paid nothing, everything they wanted.
Israel says Iran is intent on producing nuclear weapons. The U.S. wants Iran to undertake what it calls verifiable measures that can be checked on the ground. Washington says that if Iran fails to live up to such an agreement, sanctions can be reimposed. Nal Ayed, CBC News, Geneva.
After a long week, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is taking today off. Ford's lawyer says his client, for personal reasons, will not be at City Hall. Ford was forced to issue another apology yesterday after a video was released showing him in an agitated rant. Ford calls the video embarrassing. Earlier in the week, on Tuesday, Ford admitted he has smoked crack cocaine. Meanwhile, the lawyer for a man charged in a guns and gangs investigation is going to court today looking for the release of two videos recently seized by Toronto police. The lawyer is arguing that the videos will help his client defend himself. One of those videos, according to Toronto's chief of police, appears to show the mayor of Toronto smoking a crack pipe. The Supreme Court of Canada will hear an appeal later this morning of a Nova Scotia man who's been convicted of sexual assault. Craig Hutchinson has admitted to tampering with his girlfriend's condoms. The CBC's Blair Rhodes reports.
In the summer of 2006, Hutchinson's relationship was cooling. He thought if his girlfriend got pregnant, they'd stay together. So he poked holes in her condoms without telling her. She did get pregnant, but it didn't save the relationship. When he eventually told her in a series of text messages, she ended both the relationship and the pregnancy and called police. Hutchinson's lawyer is Luke Craigs.
He did some things which he regretted, which he isn't pretending aren't bad, but things which he are saying or has said, is saying now and has said throughout just are not criminal.
Hutchinson has been through two trials and two appeals so far. He's been sentenced to 18 months in jail. He's out on bail awaiting the outcome of this appeal. Hutchinson's name has been placed on the National Sex Offender Registry, and he's been required to give a DNA sample. Blair Rhodes, CBC News, Halifax.
Public health officials in Britain say it appears that rickets is making a comeback. Rickets is a disease that led to an epidemic of bowed legs and curved spines among children in the Victorian era. It's caused by a deficiency of vitamin D. Historically, it's viewed as a disease linked to the extreme poverty of the Industrial Revolution. And that is the CBC News.
All right, let's turn up the volume here, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show, where we broadcast live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9, Mountain Standard Time. All right, we have 3 degrees, calm winds, and we're on our way to 5 degrees today. They are calling for a 40% chance of showers. Upper elevations will have a few flurries. Anyways, we're going to start off the second half hour here with a band that I went to see a number of years ago called the Mike Plume Band. And these guys got their start out of Bonnyville, Alberta. And but I think Mike is actually an Ontario boy. I'm not really sure. Anyways, the name of the album is called Fools for the Radio, and we're going to listen to a song called When in Rome right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Alan McElwain there with Looking for Trouble. Oh, that's the album that came out in 1993. And the name of that song, Beg for Reason. I remember the first time I went to see Alan McElwain at the King Edward Hotel in Calgary. Louie and I went, and wow, we were just blown away. What a slide player she is. And, well, I also had a bit of a soft spot there because I found out she's also an Air Force brat. Yeah. So, actually, her dad was stationed in Japan when she was a young girl. So, yeah, she's living in Calgary and has been for, quite a number of years. And, like I say, quite the guitar player. All right, it is coming up to 8:17. It's time for this day in rock and roll history. And we have a couple of birthdays here. The first one for November the 8th goes back to 1944, and that's when Bonnie Bramlett of Delaney and Bonnie was born. And of course, their big hit, Never Ending Song of Love. You may remember they had an album come out and a bit of a tour there in the early 70s when Eric Clapton joined the band. 1947, Minnie Riperton was born, and her big tune with about like an 8-octave range was called Loving You. 1949, Bonnie Raitt was born, and one of her big hits, Something to Talk About. Of course, Bonnie Raitt, another great slide blues guitar player. And in 1954, Ricky Lee Jones was born, and of course, her big hit, Chuckie's in Love. A lot of ladies having birthdays today. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on November the 8th. We're going to start in 1968, and that's when, after 6 years of marriage, Cynthia Powell Lennon is granted a divorce from her husband, John. Yeah. Anyways, John Lennon was absent from the court proceedings. He was in the hospital with Yoko Ono, where it was feared she might be suffering a miscarriage, which she did on November 21st. 1969, Wedding Bell Blues topped the Billboard Hot 100, giving The Fifth Dimension their second U.S. number one record. The song was originally recorded as a private joke between group members Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., who were engaged at the time. Also in 1969, on the second date of their U.S. tour, the Rolling Stones break the Los Angeles concert gross record held by the Beatles since 1966. They added an extra date to their L.A. Forum stand and a fourth date to their upcoming gig at New York's Madison Square Garden. 1971, Led Zeppelin IV is released. It contains Stairway to Heaven and one of the biggest rock songs to have never been released as a single. 1973, while appearing on the BBC's Top of the Pops, David Bowie is presented with an award for selling over 1 million singles as well as 1 million albums in the UK over the past 2 years. And in 1975, there's David Bowie again in the news, making his U.S. TV debut, performing Fame on The Cher Show. Yeah. And again in 75, Elton John becomes godfather to John and Yoko's son, Sean. 1986. After More Than a Feeling reached number 5 in 1976 and Don't Look Back made it to number 4 in 78, Boston finally scored their first and only number 1 single with Amanda. I don't do Boston here. Well, I must admit, I know there's one Boston song in the library, but I choose not to play it. And in 2002, here we go, Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour was made an officer of the Order of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth II. Or the second. Queen Elizabeth II, yeah. Sounds like a highway, doesn't it? Anyway, let's start things off with a little celebration of Bonnie Bramlett's birthday. We've got a song here called Things Get Together, and this is taken from that album from 1970, On Tour with Eric Clapton, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Dream come true, and everything that I do. is out of love and you.
Come up above.
at work listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair. tuned for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, a little bit of Pink Floyd there, featuring David Gilmour on the guitar with Young Lust. It was on this day in 2002 that David Gilmour was made an officer of the Order of the British Empire. What else did we have? David Bowie's fame, he performed that song on The Cher Show in 1975, his U.S. TV debut. And what else? We had some Ricky Lee Jones here. Ricky Lee Jones celebrating a birthday today, born in 1954, as is Bonnie Raitt in 1949. And we played a song of Bonnie's here called Thing Called Love. Minnie Riperton, also born on this day in 1947. And that one, Loving You, going out to Greg. I hear he's an awesome Minnie Riperton fans, so I hope you enjoyed that. And then we started things off with Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, Things Get Better. Bonnie Bramlett celebrating a birthday today as well, born in 1944. Okay, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Creston Valley, we're sitting at 3 degrees. Winds are calm, and we're supposed to go up to 5 degrees with a 40% chance of showers. And Upper elevations, of course, will have some snow. Actually, I was looking at the Drive BC site yesterday. There's a good amount of snow up there on the Kootenay Pass. Holy crow. But then again, the elevation is almost 8,000 feet. Now, over in Vancouver, they're currently sitting at 8 degrees and cloudy. Snowing in Whitehorse, minus 11. Calgary's mainly sunny, minus 2. Winnipeg, minus 2, mainly sunny. Toronto, 4 degrees and sunny. Halifax, 4 degrees and sunny. And 14 in St. John's, Newfoundland, with some rain. All right, it is 8:45 Mountain Standard Time, and that means it's time for our artist highlight. And today I'm going to feature the music of Led Zeppelin IV, because this album was released on this day in 1971. And, of course, contains the song Stairway to Heaven, one of the biggest rock songs to have ever been released. That wasn't a single. And I'll disappoint you right now. I'm not going to play that song. I want to play a few others off of the album. And but before we do, we'd like to send a big thanks out to Bedazzled for their sponsorship and continued support for the album or artist highlight. And Bedazzled is located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And I do suggest that you go and look at their website right now, because Kevin, the owner, is also part of our Mojo Rising Movember team on the Mustache fundraiser. And we had got a nice big link on his website right now that'll take you to our team page. So be supportive and just check out all the fun we're having. Anyways, a little bit about Led Zeppelin IV. Now, this particular album was released, like I said, on this day in 1971, and encompassing heavy metal, folk, pure rock and roll, and blues, Led Zeppelin's untitled fourth album is a monolithic record defining not only Led Zeppelin, but the sound and style of the 70s hard rock, expanding on the breakthroughs of three. Zeppelin fused their majestic hard rock with a mystical rural English folk that gives the record epic scope. Even at its most basic, the muscular traditionalist rock and roll, the album has a grand sense of drama, which is only deepened by Robert Plant's burgeoning obsession with mythology, religion, and the occult. There you go. So let's start off with, what is this, track number one I have? Yes, Black Dog, right here on South Kootenay Radio.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Away.
You're listening to South Kootenay Radio, where they do not play Michael Bolton, Milli Vanilli, or Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeehaw!
Oh,
Okay, there you go. Led Zeppelin 4, released on this day in 1971. We heard When the Levee Breaks, Rock and Roll, Misty Mountain Hop, and Black Dog. Hope all you Zeppelin fans out there got a bit of a feel to start you on your weekend. And again, a big thanks going out to Bedazzled for the sponsorship of that segment. Hopefully, Kevin's rocking over there at the store this morning. Anyways, that's it for the morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully, you will be back again on Monday morning for another round of Morning Mania right here on South Kootenai Radio. Also, don't forget the website and the Facebook page. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio on Facebook or thesKR.com. You can go there and look at the program schedule and all that good stuff. There's podcasts there that you can download from the website as well. And this Saturday, tomorrow, we'll have another new installment of Mountain Jam that'll be broadcast at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is November 8th.